feasible now and is actually being implemented quite widely, including companies like ID Quantique, including a number of companies in China that are commercializing this. So in some respects, you could look at quantum key distribution and post-quantum cryptography as two types of cryptography that both have the potential to be resistant to quantum computers, but I would tend to agree that different kinds of algorithms for quantum safe, post-quantum, quantum proof, all of which mean the same thing, essentially, kinds of cryptography are, again, in terms of sort of near-term feasible steps that governments can take, working in the standardization, working in implementation will be important when we think about potential future threats to information security. And as for your first question, I don't have an answer to that. I'm not sure if anyone does, given, again, so we've talked about how much openness there is, for the most part, despite, again, commercial competition in quantum